Chapter 25. Jordak's Crossing. The framework of the stone and iron bridge was nothing short of enormous, spectacular, ancient, foreboding. Bazog sweated. The heat from the fiery river below made all his clothes stick to his body. It was humid, hot, nasty. His enemies that led him from one side to the other had never smelled worse either. He fought the urge to cover his nose.
You're a goblin, remember?
And that was what bothered him. The potion. Normally, the enchanted liquid would last a day, maybe longer. But in this case, it was split three ways. Morning approached. If anything, they maybe had an hour. Probably less. And it had already taken half an hour to get across the bridge.
What do I do when we change?
He held the elderwood staff close to his chest. It didn't look like much now, but it gave him comfort. He ran through an inventory of spells in his mind.
I know what I can do, but what will they do?
Brenwar and Ben stood nearby. They weren't the worst pair of goblins he'd ever seen, but they weren't the best either. Their yellow eyes were watching all around, and their ruddy fingers fidgeted with their weapons. The Orkin soldier had left them under the guard of the lizard men minutes earlier, and had taken their horses into the darkness of another campsite. Bazog wandered closer to Brenwar. The lizard men eyed him, but remained still with their spears crossed over their chests and tongues flickering out of their mouths occasionally. He spoke in goblin to Brenwar.
This magic will not last much longer.
Brenwar's goblin brows lifted and he said,
Good, then we can start killing them.
Hush, goblins!
A lizard man hissed.
Hush yourself!
Brenwar spat back in goblin. The lizard man lowered his spear on Brenwar's chest. Brenwar slapped it away.
I'll make new boots from those scales of yours and a necklace with your teeth, snake belly!
Quiet!
Bazog said to Brenwar in goblin. He stepped in front of the spear and pushed Brenwar back.
Sorry,
he said in the common tongue. The lizard man's tongue flickered, and it stepped back. Suddenly, the lizard men snapped to attention. The orc leader approached, swords rattling on its wide hips. It stopped and tossed a small sack that Brenwar snatched out of the air.
That's your payment,
the orc said.
Now you go.
Bazog could sense a smile behind the orc's throaty voice.
What's this?
Brenwar said in common.
Coppers and a few silvers? That's insulting.
Perhaps you feel our forces are being unfair, little goblin?
We had a price arranged already,
Bazog said. He had to sell it. Goblins were just as greedy as anyone else in Nelsonbor, and they weren't bad negotiators either. He snatched the sack away from Brenwar and tossed it to the orc soldier.
We'll have the steeds back, or you'll bring us back 20 times that.
The orc's big chin bobbed back and forth, and it showed some rotting teeth. It pulled out 2 smaller sacks and tossed them over.
No more negotiating. Be on with you.
Bazog checked the bags. It wasn't enough to cover the cost of a donkey, but that didn't matter at the moment. Moving on did. He tossed 1 sack to Brenwar and 1 to Ben. Something caught his eye. Brenwar's beard was growing.
We go,
Bazog said with anger.
But I'll let my buyers from Barnabas know about this.
He pointed to Ben and Brenwar and started to head up the road.
Come, goblin brothers.
I'll certainly not be going without more gold for those horses,
Brenwar argued back.
Now give me back my horses, or give me more money.
Bazog wanted to take his staff and whack Brenwar in the head, but he should have known. Dwarves were as fierce negotiators as they were fighters. Dwarfs parting with their possessions was a serious matter. Sleeping with a snoring bugbear would have been easier.
Come, brothers,
Bazog demanded. Ben came, but Brenwar ignored him. He was almost on the orc's toes when the dwarf's beard started growing faster.
Say,
the orc said, with its eyes popping open.
What's going on with that face of yours?
What do you mean?
Brenwar said. He followed the orc's eyes and looked down, filled his fist with a handful of hair.
Oh,
you're not no goblin?
The orc roared, its meaty neck turned toward Bezog.
What are you?
Bezog felt his limbs stretch taller and taller. All the lizard men hissed. He locked eyes with the orc and said,
Yes, I am an elf, orc.
He raised his staff over his head, closed his eyes, and yelled,
Kostuven Leet!
A sunburst brightened the sky. Shock and dismay shouted from the lips of the orc and lizard men. Brenwar swung his hammer in devastating fashion. The orc soldier went down. Several blinded lizard men screeched.
I can't see!
Ben cried out. Bezog took his hand.
Come!
He led them down the roads into the woods. Brenwar's heavy footsteps were right behind them.
You better have more than pretty lights up your sleeve, elf!
Brenwar shouted from behind.
I could always stay back and fight them!
Come on, dwarf! There's no time! We have to move! We have to hide!
Bezog could hear the soldiers scrambling. Orders shouted. In moments, the forces of Jordak's crossing would be on top of them.
Hiding and escaping are not my best skills. And without the horses, they'll be on us in moments.
He pulled Ben along. The rangy, blinded man stayed with him stride for stride. A war horn sounded and a great bell rang. Guzan! Ben said,
We're in for it, aren't we?